Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of All Things Girl Scouts. This is Stacy Simpson here, your hostess for the All Things Girl Scouts podcast and editor at allthingsgirlscouts.com. And I'm excited to be bringing you episode 4, which is all about bridging. But before we get into that, I am recording this episode right at the end of March 2019, and we're only a couple days from April. So I want to be one of the first to say, Happy Volunteer Appreciation Month, which starts April 1st. And I appreciate Girl Scout volunteers all year long, but April is a super special time to show you how much I appreciate what you're doing and where we can show appreciation for one another. So please be sure to thank one of your fellow volunteers in the month of April. And when you hear this podcast, is a great time to get started. All right, so let's jump into our plan for today. It is spring. Spring is in the air, and that means that it's bridging season. This year, GSUSA has announced a National Bridging Week, which will be May 4th through the 11th. If you don't know what bridging is, stick with us. We'll get there in just a second. But here's what National Bridging Week means for you, because that's something new. Even if you know exactly what bridging is and you've done it for years and years, the National Bridging Week part is new. So stay tuned to your council, because they might have special bridging events that week that your girls can participate in. And if that week works well for your troop to host your bridging ceremony, then that's amazing. Schedule it on one of those weekends, May 4th to 11th, or on an evening during your regular meeting time or whatever, so that you can be part of the nationwide celebrations happening then. But if that time frame does not fit into your plans, totally don't sweat it. It's fine. Don't feel pressured to host a ceremony or a celebration before you're ready to. It's okay to wait, but you still might get some benefit from resources that will be shared during that week or leading up to it, or ideas that you see about the ways that other troops are participating. So still keep an eye out for it, even if you're not planning your ceremony for that week. In this episode, we're going to go through a few of the basics of bridging, and this is perfect for new leaders or those who haven't hosted a bridging ceremony before. Even if you have hosted one before, you might still get a few little ideas or find that these are resources that you can share with a new leader in your service unit or someone that you're helping to mentor. So today I'm going to be covering bridging, bridging ceremonies, and the bridging awards, plus a few other reminders and miscellaneous tips. So first, what is bridging? Bridging is the act of transitioning from one Girl Scout level to another. So that's like Daisy, Brownie, Junior, and those are connected up with the age levels. So girls automatically transition to the next level when they move to a new grade level in school that's associated with a Girl Scout level. So for example, Daisies are kindergartners and first graders, and Brownies are second and third graders. So when a girl moves from first grade to second grade in school, she automatically moves from Daisies to Brownies, even without doing anything. Even if she didn't participate in a bridging ceremony or earn a bridging award or ever talk about bridging, she still bridges from Daisies to Brownies based on her grade level. Now, if the girl is bridging from Brownies to Juniors, you might also hear that referred to as flying up, because that's a very special Girl Scout tradition where a girl earns her Brownie wings by flying up from Brownies to Juniors, and we'll discuss that when we get into the awards section more. Bridging is a milestone in a girl's life in Girl Scouts, and it's something to be celebrated. That's why you might like to have a ceremony. A ceremony typically has three parts: an opening, which is when guests are welcomed and you set the tone for the time that you're going to spend together, and then a middle section, which is the ceremony itself and is something really meaningful to the girls. Now, typically, girls walk across a bridge of some type. It's very symbolic of the bridging tradition. So maybe there is a local park that has a bridge over a creek. It could be a real bridge like that, or a pretend bridge that's been created and built and modeled out of wood, or even something as simple as decorating one side of the room in one color and the other side of the room in another color, and girls walking from one side to the other. So there is typically some type of symbolic walking across a bridge. Girls might also receive their new uniform or flowers or some other token that represents that it's a special time. They might also talk about their experiences and their wishes for the future in Girl Scouts. So those are just a few ideas of what might happen in that middle section. And it's really important that you have the girls have a say about what they'd like to do in their ceremony so that it's really meaningful to them and represents the troop. And then finally, there's a closing to the ceremony. You might do a friendship circle or close with a song as sort of common ways to close out that bridging ceremony. Now, you might be thinking, how do I even host a ceremony like this? But lucky for you, our free downloadable resource this week is a quick and easy bridging checklist. If you were a listener of our sister podcast, Silver and Gold, you might recognize this. We released it way back in 2017, but it's back and ready for action. It's still good to go. So if you want to see that, go on over to allthingsgirlscouts.com, search for podcast episode 4, and you'll be able to download the resource from there. The checklist covers 7 steps. These are kind of high-level overview, and then it'll give you ideas and specifics for each one. So here are the 7 steps. Picking a date and time, securing a location, sending invitations, getting supplies and things that you need from the Girl Scout shop, reminding parents, and then the ceremony itself. And if you were following along, you maybe only counted 6 there, but don't worry, it's really 7. In the checklist, there's a combo one. But the best part is it has tools and suggestions and even links to all the Girl Scout pins and supplies that you will need for your ceremony. So make sure you head on over to allthingsgirlscouts.com and download your planning checklist. Now that you have the lowdown, let's talk about bridging awards. There is an award for each transition. So at each level, girls can earn an award. And the award always has 2 steps. And I will tell you more about those 2 steps in just a moment. All Things Girl Scouts is sponsored by Stacy Simpson Consulting. We get requests frequently for our live 1-hour webinars on things like volunteer toolkit basics, how to involve parents, and implementing a girl-led troop. Because of all these requests, we've put together 2 different annual packages of webinars. If you're a council staff member and would like to know more about our annual packages or about custom trainings, contact us via our website at stacysimpsonconsulting.com. To earn the award at each level, it's the same 2 steps at every age, but of course, the activities that you'll do will be age appropriate for your girls. Step 1 is pass it on. During this step, your girls pass on something they have learned or done as a Girl Scout at their current level to girls at a level younger than them to inspire them along their own Girl Scout path. Step 2 is to look ahead. Your girls need to find out what the next level of Girl Scouts is all about. A troop in the level older should show them something they have done or learned throughout their time in that level in Girl Scouts. So 2 steps, pass it on and look ahead. You can find these requirements along with some age-appropriate suggestions in your Girl's Guide to Girl Scouting binder and on the allthingsgirlscouts.com page for this episode, where we have linked the requirements from GSUSA's website straight to the article, so you can find them with a couple quick clicks. So here's the deal. Girls don't need to earn this award to participate in a bridging ceremony or to bridge at all. Remember that that happens automatically when they age up from each grade. But they do need to complete the requirements if they want to earn the award. So basically, there are 3 whole different things at play here. Bridging from one level to the next happens automatically no matter what when girls move between grade levels. And then there are 2 options for what to do, but I recommend that you do both of them together, a bridging ceremony and earning the bridging award, Although you could just do one or the other of those things if you preferred for some reason, but they go really well together. I really like the Bridging Awards because it encourages girls to explore the experiences of Girl Scouts around them and really connects them together and with their own Girl Scout experience. And then they have an award for their uniform that shows their commitment to Girl Scouting and that they've taken the time to reflect and look forward to the next level. We mentioned the brownie wings a little bit earlier. Brownie wings are worn on a girl's uniform after their brownie years. So if your girls are brownies now and bridging to juniors, then that is called flying up to juniors, and these wings are definitely for your girls then. So if that sounds like your troop, congratulations on participating in a super fun Girl Scout tradition. Okay, so that leaves us with just a few reminders and miscellaneous notes to chat about quick. One is about timing. So bridging ceremonies are usually hosted in the spring, but they can also be done over the summer or in early fall as you're going into the new troop year or the new school year. It's really up to your troop's preference, and there are some regional differences around this, so you might want to connect up with your service unit, talk with a couple other troops, and see what's typical for your area. But really, whatever works best with your troop, go for it. Anytime between now in the spring, all the way through the early fall. The other thing you might want to check is your service unit or your school might do a combined bridging ceremony where all the troops from your community come together and participate together. So, if you're new, for example, before planning something from scratch, you might want to check in with your service unit and just ask if something is already planned or if troops would like to partner up to participate in this. Remember, another timing thing, that the membership year is technically October 1st to September 30th. So on paper, or maybe even in the computer system, you will be at your current level until October 1st or a few days after. Now, if you participate in bridging in the spring, then just make sure over the summer you can still refer to yourself as your new level, work on badges for your new level, and things like that. But if you are interacting with your council in any way, like registering for a summer camp or an event, you may want to double check if something is labeled for a particular level, if it counts for your level or not, if you're in that in-between bridging age time. So hopefully that makes sense to you. Even if you're considering yourselves juniors in the spring, it's possible that someone else might still be thinking of you as brownies through the fall. So just make sure that everyone is on the same page in terms of what level you would be considered. And then another timing thing that sort of messes that up is that your volunteer toolkit year is a little bit different. So typically what's going to happen is right around July 1st somewhere, your current year plan in the volunteer toolkit will be archived for this year, and you'll be reset to start planning ahead for the fall. So I know we covered a whole bunch of different timing things there. So in the spring, it's A-OK to start bridging, and National Bridging Week is May 4th through the 11th. Then over the summer, you'd want to check and be sure if you're registering for any events or camps that you understand which grade level or which Girl Scout level you're supposed to be going off of. And then July 1st-ish, your volunteer toolkit year plan will be archived, and you'll be rolling on over to the new year. But your membership in your current level is technically active on paper or in the computer through September 30th, and then October 1st is your official start to the new membership year in your new level. So that one was in chronological order. Hopefully that helps. And if you have any questions about that, reach out to your customer care team or your council contact person. And then a couple reminders about where to find your resources and how to connect with us. All the Bridging Award requirements and the quick and easy bridging checklist is online at allthingsgirlscouts.com. Just find the article for episode 4. We'd love to hear about your bridging plans or see photos from your ceremony. So you can share those with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/allthingsgs. or tag us on Instagram, where our name there is All Things GS as well. And if you need some visual inspiration, browse ideas at pinterest.com/allthingsgs. Thank you everyone for all that you do to make Girl Scouts awesome in your community, and happy bridging season.